This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 12, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. Inquiring minds want to know if the CME Group and ICE and other large corporate and Wall Street players in the markets will be following the lead of other Wall Street and corporate giants and refrain from making political donations. Giving money is considered the equivalent of free speech, and if that speech is supporting extremism, then that represents a huge problem for companies' reputations. JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs have all stopped political donations to both Republicans and the Democrats. This is not a time to equivocate. It is a time to stand for the American principles that our markets were founded upon. It is a time to take a step back. It is a time to be careful with our words and with our money, as both are dependent on free speech. If any people or firms wish to exercise their right to free speech in monetary form, that is their right. But there are some leading corporate firms out there that have decided now is not the time to fan the flames and are discontinuing corporate political giving. Just keep in mind, the situation in the U.S. can get worse. In fact, the FBI has issued a warning of possible armed protests at all 50 state capitals from January 16th to 20th. Where do you stand? The Federal Reserve of the United States has sent the U.S. Treasury $88.5 billion in profits for 2020. That is based upon about a $7 trillion balance sheet. Based on the standard 2 and 20 management and incentive fees, the Fed should have kept about $140 billion in management fees and $1.4 trillion in incentives. The World Federation of Exchanges published a research paper on the pro-cyclicality of CCP margin models. See today's newsletter on johnlothiannews.com for a link to the paper. On Twitter, Diane Swank, chief economist at Grant Thornton, disclosed that she has been, quote, diagnosed with breast cancer on December 23rd. She caught it early, and she wants to remind people of the need to keep your checkups current despite the pandemic. Scott Parsons, managing partner of Delta Strategy Group, a Washington, D.C.-based consulting firm, and former CME Group board member Jeffrey Bernanke were the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Scott is a Southern gentleman who spent 2 years as an executive vice president of the Managed Funds Association and 6 years at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, where he was chief of staff and COO under then-chairman Jim Newsom. Jeff Bernanke is a longtime trader and exchange leader whom we profiled for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Thank you to Scott and Jeff and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here's a contribution from Suzanne Cosgrove. Worried about the investment landscape in 2021? A Wednesday webinar with Mandy Zhu, Chief Equity Derivative Strategy at Credit Suisse, and Stacy Gilbert, a portfolio manager from Glenmead Investment Management LP, will address risk factors that include looming macroeconomic issues and the impact of implied volatility on strategy performance. Hosted by the CBOE Options Institute as part of its Derivatives Education Series, the free webinar will be held at 11 a.m. Central Time. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times, Democrats move to impeach Trump as fears grow over further U.S. unrest. U.S. president accused of inciting insurrection amid worries of more violence in run-up to Biden inauguration. House Democrats on Monday introduced an article of impeachment against Donald Trump for the second time, leveling an unprecedented charge against the U.S. president of inciting an insurrection. My comment, it looks like it's going to happen. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Business must set aside self-interest to battle extremism, from Michael Moritz. As events unfold in Washington, I have been thinking about my grandfather, who just over a century ago fought for the German army at Verdun. That battle, the bloodiest of the First World War, lasted about as long as the U.S. presidential campaign and was fought to a stalemate, even though it cost 750,000 casualties. The unexploded shells lying just beneath the surface of this patch of France still claim lives, and much of the area on which the armies fought are too poisoned to be farmed or occupied. There's some good advice in this story. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Corporate America pulls political donations after Capitol assault. Wall Street banks and big tech amongst those who halt or review funding for lawmakers. Many of the biggest corporate donors on Wall Street and across the U.S. are reviewing their political spending after last week's assault on the Capitol building, threatening to pull millions of dollars from lawmakers whose opposition to the presidential election contributed to the unrest. And my comment is, here are some people leading by example. Here's a story from the New York Times. An epiphany moment for corporate political donors may have arrived. As companies put their donations to candidates on hold, they should reassess political giving entirely, making the halt permanent. As companies from Coca-Cola to Amazon to Citigroup appear to be tripping over each other to declare that they are, quote, pausing or, quote, reassessing donations to Republicans who sought to overturn the election, and in some cases suspending giving to both parties, they might want to look at a company that didn't say anything. That company is IBM. My comment, now is the time to have an epiphany about corporate political giving. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. FBI warns of possible nationwide armed protests ahead of Biden inauguration. Internal memo warns demonstrations may start later this week. The FBI is warning in an internal memo of the possibility of armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C., ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration, a law enforcement official said. My comment, it could get a lot worse. Be prepared. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Yahoo News. Trump reportedly told Kelly Loeffler he'd, quote, do a number on her if she didn't back Electoral College Challenge. Second was Bloomberg's UK regulator warns crypto investors risk losing, quote, all their money. The FCA's concerns include price volatility, the complexity of the products offered, and the lack of consumer protection regulation around many of the products, the story says. Third was John Lothian News' newly released documentary, JLN Launches the History of Financial Futures, Game Changers Part 2. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site has 197,039,962 pages viewed, with 25,069 pages on the site. There have been 228,935 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.